The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, the assignment this weekend for Brandon, it's our intern Brandon's at Mike Music, told us he had no game. So we sent him out with my friend Dolvet, who's got plenty of game for both of them, to learn a little bit. And the only thing I know is that Brandon came back in this morning, and he said he's got a new at Mike song and a new attitude. There you go.
It was one of the most interesting nights of my life.
Interesting nights.
Interesting, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right, how does the night start here?
It starts off that I get a call from Dolvet on Friday afternoon, right before we go to coach the game. And he's like, I'm going to call you Saturday. It's going to be a big day. Be ready for it. So Saturday, wake up, get another call. Says he wants me to go get my hair cut, which nobody beforehand had ever said anything bad about my hair. Said I need to shave, which nobody has said anything bad about the pride of the goatee I was working on.
Well, we hinted at it a little bit on Friday.
Yeah. You still have the goatee, so.
I mean, I can't shave this off or else I look like I'm 12. So I still get ID'd to go buy lotto tickets. So
if it was up to me, it'd be a head-to-toe transformation, by the way. But that's just me. Go, B.
So I went to Roosters. They hooked me up over there, Kayla and Trista. So then after that, met up with Dolvet, and the night began.
What time was this now? When you guys finally linked up?
7 o'clock.
Okay. But
I was there at 6:30, as he told me to. But somebody has a little punctuation issues.
No, you know, young sensei, you have to be patient. You have to learn.
Yeah.
Please, young one, continue.
I have to learn how to be
Continue, continue.
He does that when he's training people at the gym, too. He's exactly. Like, 12 more, and then you get to 12, and he's like, I said 12 more.
Exactly. Keep going. 11, keep going.
Uh-huh. So after that, we went to...
Wait, let's back up a second. So you meet up where at 7 o'clock?
At my gym.
At your gym?
At the studio, yeah.
And what's
Body
he,
Sculptor.
What's your first impression when you walk in the door and you see him? Is he dressed for the night?
No, he's not. He's dressed to mow the lawn or to hang out with the boys at the pub. You know what I mean?
Coach a basketball game,
we'll get into
game,
that.
Maybe?
Coach a basketball game, somewhere in that world.
So you coached the basketball game and you went straight from there to go out?
Yeah.
Dude.
He like is about to work out. Seriously. I was like, okay, let's go. Let's go, you know, do some reps real quick. Swear to God.
I mean,
go.
It was a tight schedule, so, you know.
You couldn't bring, like, different clothes or something?
I had different clothes, but what'd you say about khakis?
Oh, he said, I asked him, what do you have to wear? He said, well, you know, I got some jeans from Walmart.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, where are your sneakers? You know, you got shoes? Well, I got some dress shoes. I guess I could wear those with my khakis. I said, khakis are forbidden. They're forbidden. You do not wear khakis.
Yeah, that's
What's wrong with you?
That's anti-swagger, isn't it?
Oh, my. We're going to learn so much.
You can wear it now if you've got a part-time job at Best Buy.
There you go.
If you're
with
going
the
to
blue
the Masters,
shirt.
There you're golfing.
Yeah, there's your khakis.
So he pulls up in his khakis.
You know, he has on his jeans
like
and
that
his sneakers.
That whole like Georgia boy look, like those guys wear khakis all the time. With the worn-in hat, you know, with the
Do
bill.
I look like a Georgia boy?
I look like a Georgia boy, too.
I'm just saying khakis may not work for you, but they, like, some guys can pull them off.
There's
with
only
the, like,
one
the
worse
once again,
looking
Jen, I go back
shorts.
To the results have been for the last 2 years.
Exactly.
What have the results been?
That's true.
So khaki
in
jeans.
This, I'm just saying, in this specific case, it fits, but not always.
But it hasn't worked for 2 years. That's what he was saying. Is like, okay. If you've been doing khakis for 2 years, you got nowhere.
I don't wear khakis out. Like, I don't want this.
That's what you suggested.
They were in my bag.
In order to change, you got to change, period.
Okay, so your first place after the gym is where?
Oh, we went to Straits.
Okay.
ate really good.
How do you
took
do?
Good care of us.
I mean, so you initially well. Get him in there, and how's he doing?
Well, by now it's just dinner. So we're just sitting at dinner, we're eating, we're social. That was my opportunity to get to know him better, to kind of know where to take the night.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we did.
And he didn't change his clothes.
Not at all.
Oh, man.
No.
I didn't look like a bum. I mean...
Okay. Okay, so
I'm just trying to set the scene. Jeans and tennis shoes. Okay.
Jeans,
okay.
Tennis shoes, okay. Shirt.
Just not dressed to impress. Yeah. Just dressed to go out to like a pub, like you said.
Yeah. All he right. was a pub guy.
Right. Look at Brandon's melting, man. You need this. It's hard to hear, you but can't... this is your swag intervention.
Tough love.
Okay. So let's get to the part where you start to introduce him to like some girls, or you're at a club, or where'd you take him after that?
We went to Palomar after that, which is right around the corner from Straits, and you know, so you know, let's go to the bar real quick and hang out. It's a nice venue. And we went upstairs and we met a couple of young ladies. Well, I said, okay, Brent, I'm going to do what I do. So I went over, introduced myself to a couple of young ladies.
I'm going
to
do what I do.
I do what I do, man.
Just watch and learn, baby.
I invited them over. I mentioned the show and they introduced themselves.
Which is what you do. You're like, hi, I'm Dolvet.
I'm Dolvet from the Bird Show. You may have heard of me. you've heard of me, I'm sure. No, I don't do that. So the girls came over. Ironically enough, it was two young ladies. I offered to buy them their drinks, and they said one of their girlfriends, it happened to be her 21st birthday, they were out that night.
Perfect.
Helping her celebrate.
Let me say this.
Prior to that introduction, he was sitting at the bar, kind of hunched over, looking at the game.
Discovery Channel.
Damn.
He just looked bored.
You're uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was
a little bit. I chatted up with the bartender.
Yeah,
found out I played baseball against him. So
yeah, and that's what his eyes lit up. You know, him and Jeff.
That's cool.
So Dovet now is on his own, and he's getting two women to bring over, and you're chatting up, talking baseball with the bartender.
Right, yeah. Right.
Who's a guy?
Mm-hmm. Who's a guy?
Should be chatting.
And
up
he was
with
so
girls.
Happy. He went from yeah. So anyway, and then the Braves, and then
he's
all excited.
No,
think you played against me, and Jeff ran all these. Oh my goodness.
Jeff brought it up first that he played against. He went to Parkview and he played against me.
But that was the happiest you were in the first three hours.
See, at any time during that conversation, did you make a tent in your khakis?
No.
Because we may be looking at a bigger issue here.
Is that a baseball? Is that a bat?
Jeff, I had on my Spanx, so I was really looking slim.
Wow,
I had my man Spanx on.
Went to the man Spanx. Okay.
I was looking real slim.
So you're nervous at this point because he breaks away and you know he's bringing two girls over. Honestly, you must have been a little nervous.
A little.
Okay.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I didn't seem nervous because the girls came over and again, he lit up like they were talking about baseball. I mean, he was telling jokes.
Yeah.
And being all witty. And now, mind you, it's three girls. I was looking at his back the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't turn around. And he was just, da 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 da. And this is funny. And you know, and he started, I'm like, who is this guy?
So he turned it on.
He turned it on. So I was so proud.
Nice,
so proud
dude.
Of Young Gun.
Nice. Okay.
Young Gun did
okay.
this thing.
Okay.
I said to myself, if he had on some Gucci shoes, boy, I tell you, go home. I'm telling you.
Looking at me, does anything about me say Gucci?
Not yet, young sensei. We're
nothing
still working.
Probably still working.
All right, so, I mean, the first test is pretty good. He's doing okay. He's got
He's
game.
He's doing good. He's doing good. I mean, it went from him talking to them at the bar, the three ladies, to inviting them out in the patio. We're sitting down. We're... you know, having cocktails, and he's still talking. Still
now, was
fun,
it like a legitimate
good.
Thing to the patio, or did he invite him out to have like a contest to see who could throw ice cubes the farthest?
It was actually legitimate. He actually, like, you know.
He's doing this all on his own.
He's doing this all on his own.
So the girls are like good. Laughing, having
They're
fun.
They're having a great time.
Okay.
Great time. Everyone's having a good time. I'm really, truly, honestly surprised at how he stood up to the plate, so to speak.
I'm shocked right
I'm
now.
I'm sure the Jaeger bombs really did help that situation.
Did I mention Jaeger bombs?
And he doesn't drink.
Yeah. When I said he got in the car and I said, okay, well, you know, what's your drink of choice? He said Pepsi. I said, not with me. We are gonna have some drinks tonight. Hate it or love it, you drink it tonight.
It's not a Pepsi and khaki night tonight.
Okay.
You know what? It's almost. I actually think Brandon has developed into like a niche of opposite. You're opposite, man. Like, you're going out with Dolvet and you put on khakis. Like, I just don't think that goes. Like, you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and somebody says, what do you want to drink? You're the one guy who says Pepsi.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you
He's
are.
A Yankee,
I refuse to drink Coke, so when I go out to, like,
Why?
A restaurant,
because
no,
you're from the North.
Yeah, because I'm from New York. I grew up near a Pepsi bottling plant, so.
It's got loyalties, man. Okay, anyway, all right. We're getting off message here. Okay.
And so after that. I think, he exchanged numbers with one of the girls.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got a number?
Yeah. Actually, he did that at the bar before we went on the patio. And I tell you, I've never had a prouder moment. I've never had a prouder moment in my entire life.
At this point, then, what seems to be the problem? Dude says he's got no swag.
Outside the khakis, he's doing wonderful.
You got to keep this attitude.
He had once I pushed the ladies on him, he was ready. He was just in his zone.
Nice.
He had a good time. He was witty. He was funny. He was engaging to them. Everything that I thought he wouldn't be, I expected that hunched little kid over on the bar. He was the total opposite.
At any point in the night, did he approach any women by himself?
No.
Okay, so that's the thing to focus on right there.
That's the issue in terms of him just saying hi, you know, walking up to them. And I think that would be part two.
A lot of guys feel that way. Like they don't know what their opening line should be. Because they feel like they have to have a line.
I think we talked about this the first time.
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah. I think your opening line is your name. Just introduce yourself.
If
you're interested in her, just walk to her and say, "Hi, I'm Brandon." Mm-hmm. Shake her hand, look her in the eyes, and don't let her hand go until she says her name.
"Hi, I'm Brandon. Have you heard John Smoltz doing his play-by-play? I mean, he was a fantastic pitcher, and he's also a fantastic commentator.
Can I buy you a Pepsi?
Get it? The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.